All right, folks, welcome back to Spartan Discipline Daily. Your daily dose of no excuses, mental toughness, coming at you live, well, recorded. But hey, you get it, straight from your boy Logan Cruz. Today's topic is something that feels super relevant in this always-on, constantly connected world we live in. Building self-awareness through solitude and reflection. Ever feel like you're just bouncing around from one thing to the next, without really stopping to check in with yourself? You know that feeling when your mind is racing, thoughts are swirling, and you can barely catch a breath? Yeah, we've all been there. But trust me, taking a step back and embracing some serious solitude can be a game changer. Think of it like this. Our brains are constantly bombarded with information, social media, news, emails, conversations, the list goes on. It's like living in a never-ending info dump. No wonder we feel overloaded sometimes. But here's the secret sauce. Self-awareness isn't about adding more to your plate. It's about creating space for what's already there. So how do we actually cultivate this? Let's break it down. First things first, make time for solitude. I know, easier said than done in today's world, right? But even 15-20 minutes of dedicated me time can make a huge difference. Disconnect from your devices, step outside, take a walk in nature, or simply sit in silence and just be present. Next up, practice mindful reflection. This isn't about over-analyzing every little detail. It's about cultivating awareness of your thoughts, feelings, and bodily sensations without judgment. Ask yourself questions like, what am I feeling right now? What are my priorities? What are my values? Journaling can be a powerful tool for this. Get those thoughts out on paper and watch them start to take shape. Third, listen to your intuition. That little voice inside you, often drowned out by the noise of the world, that's your inner compass. Start paying attention to it. What does it tell you? When do you feel most energized? When do you feel drained? Trusting your gut can lead you down some pretty amazing paths. Fourth, embrace vulnerability. This one is a tough but important step. Being truly self-aware means acknowledging our strengths and weaknesses, the good and the bad. It's about being open to feedback and learning from our mistakes. Remember, vulnerability doesn't mean weakness. It takes courage to be authentically ourselves. Finally, remember that this is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of clarity, and times when you feel lost. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep showing up for yourself. Building self-awareness is an ongoing practice, but the rewards are well worth the effort. Let me tell you a quick story to illustrate this. I was once invited to speak at a leadership conference. Naturally, I was excited about sharing my insights on mental toughness. But in the days leading up to the event, I started feeling anxious. What if I wasn't good enough? What if people didn't connect with my message? Instead of ignoring these feelings, I took some time for solitude and reflection. I journaled, meditated, and talked things through with a trusted friend. Through this process, I realized that my anxiety stemmed from a fear of not meeting expectations, both my own and those of others. Armed with this newfound self-awareness, I was able to reframe my mindset. Instead of focusing on perfection, I focused on sharing my authentic story and connecting with the audience. And you know what? The presentation went incredibly well. Not only did I feel more confident and at ease, but the feedback I received was overwhelmingly positive. This experience taught me a valuable lesson. Embracing solitude and reflection can not only help us navigate challenges, but also unlock our true potential. So, my friends, are you ready to embark on this journey of self-discovery? Start by carving out some time for solitude today. Even just 10 minutes can make a difference. Journal your thoughts, listen to your intuition, and be kind to yourself along the way. And remember, sharing is caring. Let me know in the comments what you find most helpful about this episode, or if there are any topics you'd like me to explore further. Until next time, stay disciplined, stay focused, and keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.